Lance was the guest of honor for a Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce forum at Tri-County Tech on Tuesday. He says Bartlesville has just under 1,000 ConocoPhillips employees who work for the Global Financial Services and Informational Technology back office. And those positions are key as the company continues to transform its global operations computer systems.
We need to embrace this digital transformation that's coming. We need to set up the company to take part in this generative AI, machine learning, all the things that are coming in this industry. They're going to be huge. And all that testing is going on, and all the effort, and all the pointed end of the stick is sitting here in Bartlesville. So that's why it's such a huge piece of our business, any additional people, because we've got the capability, the systems, and the processes resident here in Bartlesville helping and supporting our entire company.
Lance says ConocoPhillips is in the process of acquiring Marathon Oil for an enterprise value of $22.5 billion. The acquisition was announced in May and is expected to close in the fourth quarter of this year. He says the move was unexpected by many, but the market conditions were right. Lance says it will secure ConocoPhillips' future as the world's largest independent exploration and production company.
So exciting time for the company. They take us from 1.9 million barrel a day company to 2.4 million barrel a day company. So we'll be by far the largest E&P company in the world today. We'll have passed BP, and we'll pass Total, and we have Shell and Chevron in our sights.
Lance says ConocoPhillips is committed to the E&P side of the oil business and has no intent to venture back into midstream or downstream lines. He says that commitment is why ConocoPhillips is able to return an expected 34% increase in dividend to stockholders for the fourth quarter. Reporting from Tri-County Tech, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.